you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Molloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Molloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Janie. G'day, Mick.
Here we go, muchachos. The big Thursday edition, which I love. You know why? Because that means Gone Wild is on. And to help us out today, your secret lover, Chris Brown, joins us.
A lot of secret lovers. It's not so secret.
I love it when he goes, we've got so many questions to ask him about. I want to ask him about the massive feral cat.
We
do. Do you think that's real?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do. I've seen a feral dog.
Never seen a cat that big.
Well. We want to find out how everyone's coping with their animals and what happens when everyone goes back to work.
We'll get into that. We are also going to have Apocalypse Watch. The US passed 100,000 coronavirus deaths today. We're going to examine how it was reported and what Donald Trump did to mark the occasion. And then we get into the fun stuff. There's so many good. We're going to do what's not coming back after coronavirus again, which is awesome. You've got a fashion story I like.
Oh, yes. It's a Chanel story. Yes, that's a good one.
Okay.
Oh, Gucci, sorry. Gucci story.
Gucci.
And space news, too.
And new space news we'll
big
have.
Space news for all the space nerds.
For all the space nerds out there just looking at you.
How dare you.
And, of course, we'll with the opening of the NRL season. Who better to talk us through it than MG, Triple M's own, will be in to run a nail across it and let us know what the hell is going on.
Bad parenting too, if you've got any bad parenting stories. I've got a few here. Not from me, of course. But
give us a call. Hey, and we might ask you about, there's a big furor about a tradie whose wife packed his lunch.
I'm on to this.
It's gone berserk.
I love this story.
It's gone bonkers. The moderator had to take answers off the
I have a very strong opinion about it.
Okay, here we go.
Opinion.
So I can't wait. That's something to look forward to. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. Jane, do you feel like I know we're not in at the office at the moment. Do you miss the guys? Do you miss being part of it? Do you miss that little crucible?
Of course I do. I miss being part of the team.
We miss
being
you.
In the engine room.
I miss having, just a bit of the camaraderie.
Yeah.
Dave, do you miss us? That was your time, Dave, to just go.
No, I do miss you. I do. We don't sort
What's
of
been
see.
What's happening
there? We don't see.
Any changes?
Well, there's been a lot, actually. And in fact, I've got Whitney in to read a very important memo that was received from our office manager just today, I believe.
Hello, Whitney.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Wits.
How's it going?
Good.
All right. The office manager, Fee, sent an email today.
Fee Curran.
Fee Curran.
Lovely Fee. Beautiful Fee. Be very
strolls careful. The corridors like
you know,
Darth
you know
Vader.
You know it's business.
A very attractive Darth Vader.
She is the one who got, what was them? For
the
smoking.
Band. Oh, that was Susie Whitten. You're getting your office managers confused.
Don't you?
It wasn't Fee.
Fee does lovely things and she always.
Fee's the beautiful wife of champion Hawthorn footballer Peter Curran, by the way. Just a little side note.
Just
back
so
to you.
You all know.
Well,
one of my favourite champions of all time.
Mine too.
Okay. Anyway, you know it means business when you get an email from her.
Okay. What's she after? Who's in trouble this time?
Well, after this email, take your guess. For your own health and safety, it is imperative that we have a clean and clutter-free office. For this reason, I will be carefully placing all personal items that are on top of your desk into boxes and placing them under your desk so they can be taken home once you return to the office. This will enable our cleaners to wipe down and sterilise every inch of your desks without obstruction or damaging your belongings. Now, in our office, who do you think has the most ridiculous desk?
That was cleaned within an inch of its life in 2016. Don't you worry about that.
Mick, since I started on this show, I have asked you almost daily, please take that stuff from your desk home.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm well aware of that.
I'll do it for you. Nope,
it's a fruitless thing to be even contemplate.
Right now, it's blocked off with a bit of police tape, I believe, my desk. I would not touch a single thing on that desk because my desk could be as powerful as a Wuhan wet market when it comes to starting a cluster. Yep. Anyone who goes near it could well. I would be in the full PPE gear. I would
It's not my very facial muscle. I feel very enthusiastic coming back, me.
But
to
what
the
about
office.
Your desk? Your desk?
My desk is
got to get
fine,
rid of all the free wine.
Yeah, that's true.
All the free wine. Like what about your Triple M bomber jacket? I might take your Triple M bomber jacket.
I'll hide that.
We'll look after that one.
Thank you. Can I just say this?
Other stuff.
No, you came in and collected your things. You were a good girl.
Yeah.
Well, that's a backhander at me.
Taking a photo of Mick's desk, by the way. We should post this up on our site.
It's not that bad.
Oh, mate.
Actually, if you zoom in, you'll see the pie crust, you know, scattered around there.
Are there any half full cans of Coke Zero?
Yeah, there's a few of them.
There's half a bottle of your two paddocks.
Shut up, Dave. There's half a bottle there.
Yeah,
that'll be good cooking wine. You can have that, Whitney.
For me.
You can have that, Whitney.
Whitney, something else happened today.
Hey, just before we get there, I just want to say this, Jane. Can we not, do not touch my beer fridge. You can clean my desk, but you open that door.
Is there anything left?
Everything is marked.
Okay.
I've marked the levels, and I've got everything.
Is the rest free reign?
Yeah,
I will dust for prints. All right, fire away, Jane.
Well, I know that you often look after each other and shout each other coffees and things like that. Something happened today that Dave, you didn't appreciate. Well, you're being nice.
Thank you,
What
Jane.
Happened?
No, well, Whitney, you explain what I did.
Dave, hang on. Don't casually fob this off. This is the most landmark moment in the history of the show. Dave bought someone a coffee. It has not happened. It has never been done before.
That was a very nice thing to do.
Thank you, Jane.
It was a tight-ass Dave.
It was mine.
You paint me as a tight-ass, and I'm not a tight-ass, and it's really offensive to be called a tight-ass when you're not, because I'm the first to shout a round of beers at the pub.
Dave, you're a tight-ass. Dave, you're a tight-ass.
Tight-ass. Whitney,
I said. Dave,
you shouted. You shouted Whitney a coffee, and Whitney, you decided to upgrade.
Yeah, well, when has this ever happened in the 2.5 years we've gone for coffee together? He goes, oh, I'll get it, Whit. I was like, well, in that case, I'll take an almond. So I took an almond latte, which is traditionally about $1 more expensive.
Oh, you've hooked him.
$9. Hey,
I'm not a tight ass, says a man who won't buy a family $56 worth of
mate, you would not believe
chips.
The amount of correspondence I've had over that. I'm still, I got a tweet yesterday from a listener said, I'm a week behind in the podcast. And, mate, you're right. $56 is too much for a family feed of fish and chips. We're not talking gourmet food here. Stinking fish
Special occasions, takeaway Indian. I mean, you
we like Indian. That's one of our favourite dishes. What's the problem with that?
You made us land. You made us get a GoFundMe page.
We
a
miss
GoFundMe
you
page for
we
a
miss
parking
you too, guys.
Fine.
Yeah, and we'll shout. It'll be soy almond or soy and everything. Right. Almond milk, soy milk,
and I'm taking
regular milk. Is that allowed anymore? Let's shout all round.
Really tight up.
Thanks, Jane.
Hey, I want to talk about space, and I want to talk about those outfits that the spacemen were wearing. They're really hot.
You're tight ass, Dave.
That's what I'm saying. I love them.
I'll be rifling through Mick's desk.
What?
Trying to sell some stuff on eBay, mate.
Be very careful.
Go through my pockets for some change.
Make a bit
Wear gloves. Wear gloves.
That's true. All right. Space news right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mark Geyer, MG, NRL legend. He's going to join us this hour with the recommencement of the NRL season tonight. And Dr. Chris Brown will be joining us in the second hour
it's
as well.
Exciting times.
Can't
Sport
wait.
On the telly. You can't go live, but you can sit in front and act like an idiot. Your IQ can drop 50 points while you watch your team play. That's all I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Come on.
Welcome back.
Let's go. Now, Jane, you have news from space, I believe.
I do. Unfortunately, a space launch, SpaceX launch, was cancelled today. It is disappointing. They're going to have to fly around for 3 more days.
I was watching it live. Dave, were you?
Should we hear the...
Well, it was 6.30, so I didn't quite make it this morning to watch
you
it.
You went up at 6.30?
You call yourself a space nerd.
Oh, I was going to watch the replay on NASA TV.
Not that late, is it? Mm. Shall we have a listen to the launch?
Well, different weather rules that we now do not expect to clear in time to allow for a launch today. Launch auto sequence, launch abort has started.
No, didn't happen.
No. Yeah, it didn't happen.
Cool when they just say it's aborted.
Hey, he managed to get his car into
That's
space. That got off on the first.
Yeah.
But isn't it crazy? It's the only thing they can't control is the weather, and the weather is something that will stop something like that.
It might give them time to fix up a few loose ends, basically,
like
because. Well, these space suits, to me, it is a disgrace to space explorers and astronauts everywhere that they have to wear those costumes. They are an embarrassment. It's gone from the right stuff to the nerdy stuff.
You'll see the vision tonight on the news.
They are terrible. They look like a costume a mum's made for book week. They are.
Well, they're actually were conceived and made by a Hollywood costume designer.
Oh, he
has worked
well,
on Captain America, Civil War, and Batman versus Superman.
Battlefield
they're
Earth,
Starman
maybe.
Suits.
Mm. I didn't know whether they were astronauts or entering the Eurovision Song Contest. I just thought they're like backup dancers in a Michael Jackson film clip. They're no.
Well, they're to suit the interior of the Tesla. Because
it's like Queer Eye for the
Tesla
space
like.
Guy. But you know what I thought they'd do? They've been invited to the Met Gala. Oh, you can't, explore the final frontier looking like a big nerd, like a poor man's stormtrooper. They are terrible.
No.
I've had enough.
No, like
go and do it properly. Make them, you know what you've got to look like? You've got to look tough and spacey. You get a big bulb on top. You need a big bulb. You need to be carrying your pack. On the side.
Kind of looks futuristic, though. That's what I like about it. It's very 2020. It's gone past the 60s right. space race.
I think we're a bit over that big bubble.
Yeah. Do you know what? Who's that electronic band? That's who they...
Daft Punk.
Daft Punk.
They do too, don't they?
They look like Daft Punk. Hey, okay, we're almost there. Why don't we get into an Apocalypse Watch straight up?
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
The world as we know it.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Hey guys, why don't we come back and tackle the big one? But we've got a couple of Apocalypse Watch fashion items which aren't too far away from the nerdy space suit. So why don't we just finish off with that, and then we'll come back after the song or the break and discuss the big one. Yeah. But you've got a story which I love, Jane. Which is
Is this Gucci or the concert suit?
Either or, go for your life. Fire away.
I love the idea of the concert suit. A California design firm is working on a protective suit that you can wear for concerts and clubbing because this is something that's driving people nuts. How on earth will people be able to go to festivals, to see bands, to go to the pub, to go out and dance?
Because it's hot, it's sweaty, it's confined, you're dirty dancing.
And we're touching people all the time. So it looks like a space suit. It doesn't look like the SpaceX one. The star suit. But it's really bad, I have to say. It's a suit with a tight helmet and a filtration system and LED lighting. But this could be the future. They're going to have to produce them en masse very cheaply, I imagine. But it's something that it might be the future for the next 12 months, possibly 2 years, until the virus evades us. It looks like, again, you've said, a bad school concert outfit. It's not hot, it's not sexy, and there's no...
A little Rocker Steadfitty.
It's a little Rocker Steadfitty. Who's that girl that goes, her hips don't lie?
Yeah,
I can't
Shakira.
See people dancing like Shakira in this. No, there's none of that in this.
What about my idea? This is what I'm going to wear when I go clubbing. It'll be one of those medical smocks you get in hospital that don't do up at the back.
I had one when I hit my head.
See about 2 inches of my bot. Because I won't wear derps. I'll just wear that. How good would that be? What about a cuddle curtain?
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's not such a bad idea. Okay, here's some.
What about a burqa? Full burqa. The burqa dance club. The burqa dance.
Ahead of their time. All the women who love wearing a burqa are ahead of their time.
Mm.
Now, Gucci. Gucci is one of the most famous fashion houses around.
Of course.
They're permanently abandoning the traditional fashion calendar now. Because they've got it again. It's a thing. People sit together. All the models are virtually unchanging on top of each other.
That's right.
So they're suggesting you only meet twice a year, and we'll leave. Like it's going to change the industry forever. They're going to abandon the worn-out ritual of seasonalities and shows. So they're not going to be new seasons. Like they're not going to be summer 2022. It's just going to be one big blob, one big ongoing fashion blob.
So where it has been, they've traditionally had five, big fashion
days. They're only going to have two.
Conferences. They're going to have two. They've got an Edwin tour right now. It just carked it.
Well,
I reckon.
Her hold on the fashion industry, the monster that she is, it's finally being let go.
Monster.
The fashion industry is taking a hit. You know what this means, don't you? It means out-of-work supermodels. And do we need to see that?
Oh, my God, you're right.
Out-of-work supermodels.
Oh, those poor girls.
How
I'm
will
so
they
sad.
Cope? Is anyone thinking of the supermodels? Get a GoFundMe page quickly.
We're
a job seeker. We need job seeker for supermodels.
Those poor, exquisite, beautifully proportioned... tall, attractive women. They might have to work a normal job like
the rest of us. Well, they might be homeless and living on the streets, which is good because they don't need a lot anyway.
They could go for days without. And then they do get a meal, they might spew, which is like a common thing to do as well.
Right, don't forget how to turn.
Yeah.
Look. You're right.
They'll be looking pouty.
Supermodels.
They'll be looking pouty, but because they're genuinely upset. All right.
Get
the idea. When we come back, 100,000 people are dead in America from the coronavirus. We'll take a look at that and other interesting aspects. 133353. If you've got anything coronavirus related, let us know.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is:
how dare you?
Apocalypse Watch.
This is not a test.
This is not the world.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
A landmark day in the United States of America. 100,000 people now have officially died from the coronavirus. And that's, they believe that there's more than that. Yeah. They believe that other deaths, which haven't been attributed because they didn't get to test the bodies, were somehow related through, you know, organ disease or failure or old age and stuff, is somehow related. Now, if you may remember this, and the world agrees that this has been handled terribly, their percentages are higher than any other country in the world per capita for deaths.
Well, you had a president denying that it was even going to be cause one or two deaths. I mean,
well, that's right.
In the first place, so.
And they also have tested less than anyone else in the world, and they've basically got a president who's in denial. Who, when you need someone to be presidential and stand up and address a country and look a country in the eye and say, here's, it's tough times, but here's what we are. He didn't surface today and he didn't say a word. And he eventually came out and his first tweet was, Obamagate is the biggest scandal in history. So it's a rudderless ship at the moment, America. If
you're
looking
at it,
if you don't believe. Yeah, correct. So anyway, look, why don't we have a look back at, all the missteps, all the misstatements from Donald Trump since the first emergence of coronavirus in America.
January 22.
We have it under control. It's going to be just fine.
January 30.
We think we have it very well under control. We have very little problem in this country at this moment. Five. And those people are all recuperating successfully.
February 10.
By April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away.
February 24.
We're going down, not up. We're going very substantially down, not up. When you have 15 people, and the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero, that's a pretty good job we've done.
February 26.
We're doing a great job with it, and it will go away. Just stay calm.
March 16.
Yeah, if you're talking about the virus, no, that's not under control for any place in the world. No, I didn't. I was talking about what we're doing is under control, but I'm not talking about the virus.
March 17.
I've always known this is a real, this is a pandemic.
March 25.
Would love to have the country opened up, just raring to go by Easter.
March 31.
This could be a hell of a bad 2 and maybe even 3 weeks.
April 8.
Soon we'll be over that curve. We'll be over that top.
April 19.
It looks like we'll be at about a 60,000 mark, which is 40,000 less than the lowest number thought of.
April 24.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute. 1 minute.
April 28.
I think what happens is it's going to go away. This is going to go away.
May 6.
This is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than the World Trade Center. There's never been an attack like this.
May 19.
I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine.
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
This is what happens when you put a narcissistic toddler in the White House, basically. Yeah. It's all fun and games with whether, and you look, I'm not concerned. This is not even a conservative issue. This has got, even conservative, there's so many good conservatives out there.
That's right.
So many decent conservatives, but this guy's an idiot.
There is a doctor who has a theory that he is actually on some form of medication, it's dangerous for him to actually be president right now. So there has to be some intervention.
He's a liar. He's at the moment the Twitter has put a note on his Twitter page saying fact check. You need to fact check. He's kind of deluded. He thinks only of himself, and what he's done is turned this into a really partisan issue. So you only wear a face mask if you're a Democrat, but it's like you don't, because he doesn't. Republicans will sneer at you if you wear a face mask. So they all walk around. You know, it's fun when there's nothing at stake, but when there's a pandemic on the loose, You know, you need a bloke to step up. Now, I'm going to play you an address from Biden from his house. Now, I'm not, by the way, I'm not suggesting Biden would be a good president. Probably 20 years too late. He's an old coot. Yeah. So don't think I'm putting, pushing him. But he's kind of shown you what's required, at least, on a big occasion when a nation looks to its leader, the type of message and tone that's required for a nation.
To all of you who are hurting so badly, I'm so sorry for your loss. I know there's nothing I or anyone else can say or do to dull the sharpness of the pain you feel right now. But I can promise you from experience, the day will come when the memory of your loved one will bring a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eyes. My prayer for all of you is that day will come sooner rather than later. But I promise you it will come. And when it does, you know you can make it. God bless each and every one of you and the blessed memory of the one you lost. This nation grieves with you. Take some solace from the fact we all grieve with you.
There you go. That's not too difficult, is it?
That sounds quite presidential. Indeed. I think that's you would like him to say. Even if you don't mean it, say something.
American politics used to be a real light on the hill. It used to be really something special. The problem is the president right now is trying to trump up a murder charge against a journalist he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Anyway, there it is. Hey, why don't we jump ahead here and go straight into, I love this. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do it when we come back because we've gone a bit long. We're going to come back and we're going to do what's not coming back after coronavirus.
And you can get involved, 133353. And all our callers today, we're going to give you an invitation to join us and Rob Thomas with our Garage session, which is happening this weekend, by the way. 133353.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Footy's back tonight. NRL season will recommence. MG Mark Guy is going to join us in the next 10-15 minutes. And then Dr. Chris Brown in the second hour too. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
Time for a bit of this.
And now it's time for another installment of...
Stop it.
That won't be coming back after...
Sorry.
Coronavirus.
Bikram Yoga.
You've been listening to another installment of That Won't Be Coming Back After...
It's going to go away.
...coronavirus.
Oh, dear.
Surely not.
I can't imagine that. Surely. The hot one.
You go up, strip down, get in a sweaty room, sweat up, a bunch of strangers in close proximity on your stinky mats.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
No one else is sweat near me.
That will be like a bouillabaisse of sweat. Be like a
paella
of juices, human juices.
I like that.
I wouldn't do that. I've got a couple of other ones. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah.
Borrowing lip balm.
Yes, absolutely. Would you?
How many people and girls with your lipstick?
I never.
Well, I've seen
people get lip sores. So what do you want?
People have been sharing lip balm for a long time.
They do. You're right. And it's ridiculous, so don't ever... So this is now how you can stop those stupid cold sores.
Jay had an interesting one, our producer. He said yesterday, are you there, Jay?
Yes.
What was your suggestion?
Why drinking fountains?
Drinking fountains, bubblers.
Oh, bubblers. Yeah.
Bubblers.
Well, because you can... I don't know about you, but there were certain people in my class who used to make contact with
them. Yes. Oh, I remember those kids.
Again, what are these people when they grow up? This is what I want to know. The people who put their whole mouth around a bubbler, what are they like when they're a 30-year-old person?
God, okay, well, should we take some... Have you got one, Jane? Did you have something you wanted to...
Oh, look, I was going to say, but it's not coming... Only because I don't know what's happening to the salons and it's sad, but the Brazilian might be not coming back.
Oh, God. No.
Take it down that track.
No.
You don't think it's...
No. What do you mean?
Wishful thinking.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what might be good. Women borrowing men's razors to do that kind of type of stuff.
Oh yes, actually, that's true.
I reckon that ship might have finally sailed. What do you reckon, ladies? All right.
We rinse it very well, so we think you never know.
Very blunt.
Brian's on the line. Where are you calling from, Brian?
I'm calling from Port Nalunga, South Australia.
Awesome. Oh, mate, a beautiful part of the world. My mate Fitzy comes from there. Used to play for...
South Adelaide.
That's South Adelaide. Oh, yeah. Cockle divers. All right, what do you got? What do you think's not coming back?
I got long fingernails, all the germs under it. And the men the mental benefit because they won't have to pay for them to get their fingers done. And they'll be able to do more stuff around the house.
Oh, Brian, you're just trying to cause trouble.
You've ruined it, you idiot.
So you've started a fight now between me and James.
And guess what? Women do pay for their own manicures.
But my point, his point, his original
point is long fingernails is going to be an issue.
So what are you going to, are you going to give way to, is it fashion or is it health? What wins?
I think men will benefit.
No,
okay, Brian, you're done.
Not going to benefit.
Hit the showers, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go back. John's on the line. John.
Hello.
Brian was making us all look bad.
I know. You know what I mean?
Good call. I had to step in.
I like it.
Would have been like I was condoning what he was saying, yes. Which I would privately in a private conversation, but not on here.
Ah, well done. Get very perfect. In trouble.
How are you travelling down
John,
there?
John, please, can you save your gender?
Don't put him back on. Oh, John.
Don't get Brian back on. Yeah. Don't be stupid.
Brian's from.
Hello.
Oh, g'day, John.
How are you going? Yeah,
John, what's not coming back?
I don't think we'll be sharing shoes at the bowling alley or with the bowling balls anymore.
Ten-pin bowling. That is
right.
A good one because that's a little incubator.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So sharing the shoes, yes, you step into your sweaty shoes, but also too, what about the holes in the bowling ball? Who's got three holes? Someone else has just stuck their fingers into it.
Well, you'll have to wear a rubber glove. That's what they'll do. Well, I don't want bowling alleys to suddenly close down.
But
they'll
I like to kiss my bowl too. I like to hold
well,
it up.
That's disgusting. Don't
and
do
kiss
that.
It.
Where are you, Homer Simpson?
Like Jesus in the Big Lebowski. The best bowling sequence in the world is the Big Lebowski. Go and
you love that movie.
I see more of like a Fred Flintstone sort of operator, Nick.
Me too.
Okay. Okay, Dave.
I see that too. That's
all right,
very
Dave.
Good, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
You have been warned. Can I tell you something?
What's
you will pay for that.
Okay.
Hey, John, you're going to join the party in the lounge room and watch Rob Thomas with everybody.
Saturday
morning. Dave, it mightn't be today.
All right.
It mightn't be tomorrow.
Okay.
But coming
scared,
down the
Dave, it's all right.
Is I'm going to destroy you.
The similarity's frightening. That's what we could do. Fred Wilmer. We haven't done that. Well, let's do that for our new poster.
What's
Fred
that?
Fred and Wilmer.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be Fred and Wilmer.
More of a Betty, be honest.
Who's hotter?
Ooh.
Well, that's interesting.
There's a dilemma. I want to be whoever's hotter. I've got to be Wilma. Don't be
they
stupid.
They were both attractive in a certain...
Kind of, yeah, you're right.
Right? It's the same
Betty
thing
was
as...
Betty was a housewife.
No, Wilma no, but like... it's like
Wilma
Gilligan's
was
Island.
Ballsy.
They're both attractive, but which side you come down
Who'd
on.
Who'd go off more like a firecracker is the big question. Jesus. All right. Thank you, John.
Okay.
Let's go to Mark, because he's got one Mark. That is really clever.
How are you?
Hello, how are you, Mark?
Good, thank you. How are you?
You've
been what's gone,
about
mate?
This?
The egg and spoon race.
Oh. Why?
Time out of condition.
Well, because you carry it in your mouth. You carry the spoon
carry
in your
the
mouth
spoon
and
in
you've
your
got
mouth.
To transfer
the... Oh, yeah.
You carry the spoon with the egg and then you've got to try and transfer that.
What if you were born with a spoon in your mouth like Jane? Do you still get
on reflection, Mark, in the egg and spoon races that I've participated in, I have held the spoon in my hand, not in my mouth.
No, well, anyway.
That's maybe how you
you've
play.
Got to carry it in your mouth with... With the egg on the spoon.
All right, calm down, mate. Obviously, different schools. You went to a public school, Jane. I went to a women's college. Oh, okay,
Mark,
well done.
Put up with this every day.
Scott, what's not coming back?
Well, I've got a relative that works at Coles supermarkets, and they were saying that packing your own groceries will
you
stay.
Are dead right. You will,
yep, because it's increasing their scan rates and the time that they take to scan, pack, scan. It's slowing them down, so by quickly getting them through and then you pay for it, their scan rates are going straight through
like
the roof.
Like Aldi.
So.
They'll go the Aldi route.
We had this discussion.
Yeah.
We said it was like when self-service, you know, service stations came in. Oh, no, it'll lower the costs and it'll all do this. No, you just do extra labour. So you'll sit there. This will never come back.
Yeah.
They'll hit you for the bags. I'd like to buy three bags. They'll throw them at you. And as they run them through, you are officially... doing all heavy lifting. Mm. Well, give him a case of Brick Lane.
Oh, there you go. The base lager?
Awesome. I suppose so, yeah.
Well
good on you, mate.
And you can come along and see Rob Thomas as well.
Yeah, Saturday morning.
Hey, are we going to MG or have we got time to do more of these after the song? What do you think? Yeah, we'll do some more?
Sure. 133353.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dr. Chris Brown, he'll be joining us in the second hour, just a few minutes away from MG joining us. Mark Geyer in studio as well on Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
Let's just tie off, Dave, our last segment, which is what's not coming back after coronavirus. Got time for one more call. Wayne, What's not coming back after coronavirus?
Sharing a bong with your mate, Mickey. Not, I don't do it or anything, but I thought about it.
Did you say sharing a bong?
Well, that's a fair. Passing a bong. Passing a joint.
Exactly.
People are stoned off their rockers, they're going to be thinking about social distancing?
No, everyone will have to bring their own. You'll be sitting around in a young boy's apartment. They'll be watching, like, V on the telly. They'll have a pizza and there'll be five bongs. That's the way it works. Give him a case of Brick Lane. Well done, Wayne. You're a good man. Got the lager coming your way.
Well done.
Good on you, buddy.
Hey, guys, exciting news for anyone who loves sport in this country, but particularly the NRL, which is ready to go tonight for the first time, 7 p.m. You're going to listen on Triple M. Bang, back in action. Here we go. We've all been waiting. Why don't we speak to the man who will be calling it for Triple M and who I'm guessing is as excited as he was as a kid on Christmas Day, MG, Mark Geyer. How are you, buddy?
Hello, Mickey, Janie and Davey. How are you guys?
G'day, mate.
Is it like Christmas morning for you?
It is like the first kiss at school.
Oh, that's a good moment.
How long's it been?
It's been about 45 years since that happened to me.
Since you've seen, since you've watched it.
67 days, but who's counting?
Wow. All right.
Well, so you're lucky that you'd be able to do that. Many other states are still waiting for this to happen. So, and you'll set the standard. We'll see what happens,
Well, Jano, look, it's we've been probably lucky to have a bloke called Peter Volandis at the helm.
He's proving popular, isn't he? He's universally well liked by everyone in the NRL,
Which is very hard to do, Mick, to be universally loved by someone by all in the NRL, because there's so many factions and frictions and. But everything he's said and done since that first press conference he was at. Day one of all this, everything he said has come to fruition, and we've even got a hashtag up here: "In Peter We Trust." He's old school.
I hope he enjoys it because that'll run out one day. It'll do one thing wrong and bang.
Yeah, I think the fact that he's got Racing New South Wales as his other job, basically, he's up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He does his racing job, and then he's puts his teeth into rugby league, which he's been a lover since he's been a kid.
Yeah.
He said he took up rugby league so he didn't get bashed by it because he was a young Greek kid from, got picked on in school. So he took up rugby league to have mates straight away. He loves it.
Enough about him. I want to talk about the game, and I want to talk about the big one. We're talking about the Broncos and the Eels tonight. Mm. Have you commentated a game before where there is no crowd? Has that happened as yet?
Yeah, we did the second round this year. The first round were at the games, and the second round was no crowds. And
a lot of responsibility falls to you now to generate excitement to actually, on our behalf, on everyone watching, that you are the conduit. You have to get the emotion in there. You have to call the plays. You have to get overexcited. Are you up to it?
I am. I'm actually pumped for it. The Broncos and Eels are a blockbuster. They're both 0-2. 2-0. They both won both their first games. Eels are being predicted as a grand final winning team, even from this far out. And the Broncos, the baby Broncos, they've probably got the best forward pack in the competition. So they're big, strong and tough. Tonight's going to be one of them games that I think is going to be very free-flowing, high-scoring up at Suncorp Stadium. So Parramatta flew in today. They'll fly out tonight. And that's the thing that I think a lot of clubs and teams have got to get used to as well.
How have they kept the momentum going, MG? Have the players kept that up, their fitness?
Well, to a man, I think, Janie, they've been pretty well.
Has it been business as usual?
Yeah, most coaches we speak to, most coaches have daily Zoom sessions, daily Skypes, programs. As soon as they came back 3 or 4 weeks ago, they did fitness tests. And a lot of the coaches are saying that some of the players were even better than pre-season. So when you can't do much except train, that's all you do. Like I know myself, I lost 3 or 4 kilos in lockdown just from running. You know, that's all you can do.
Don't brag about it, mate.
Is there now the AFL competition has introduced a bonking ban for their single players? Has anything like that been attempted in the NRL?
Well, for the married players,
we're not joking. It's true.
It's not
true.
Is it true?
Yes. I heard the NRL's trying to introduce a ban on group sex. Is that true?
That That's a definite yes.
There's none of that's come in? Well, let's change tax.
I'm intrigued by the AFL. So if you're a single man, you're not allowed to have a girl over to your house.
Well, what they're saying is if you're introducing an outsider into the hub, and that's where if there's any contagion, it's likely to be from the hussies.
You don't know if they've been to Wuhan or I met my girlfriend. Yeah. She's from Wuhan. I don't know if that's going on.
They're a good band, Wuhan. Take your lover like by them. The hand.
Hey, now listen. Okay, what about this? We'll get some sense out of you on this. You intending to do again what the AFL is intending to do, which is pipe crowd noise? There's a plan that we're going to pipe crowd noise into the studio, so when they're running around the MCG, you feel, or there's a roar, like there's 50, 60,000 people there. Has that idea come up at all?
Yes, it has. And tonight on Fox Sports, they'll be doing that. I'm not sure about Channel 9, the other broadcast partner, but on Fox Sports, they will be. And also today, the NRL have come out with an initiative. If you want to pay $220, you can get a life-size cardboard cutout of yourself and be put into the crowd. So you're there barracking.
Well, that's great. Honestly, that's a great idea. And where does the money go?
The money goes straight to the NRL's pocket,
right?
Well, I don't know.
What about the South Korean soccer team that had blow-up dolls in the crowd?
I think that's kind of where they got the idea from, but it obviously didn't go down that path.
Blow-up sex dolls, yes.
Blow-up sex dolls.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think by July, some of the members of our clubs will be able to get into these to rugby league games, which nine weeks ago we thought was impossible.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all pointing in the right direction. I'm so glad. Well done, NRL, for being first cab off the rank. We'll all be watching tonight.
We will.
Who wins tonight?
Everybody.
I think Parramatta wins tonight. And by the way, 300 million people, they reckon, worldwide will be watching these first two rounds of rugby league.
And probably betting on it as well, I imagine. And then
people are desperate to just get a little bit of action. Yeah. They can't wait.
We've got big games coming up, mate. We're going to stay in touch with you, MG. We love catching up. Good luck tonight, mate.
Thanks, Mickey.
Well done. Triple M, 7 p.m. tonight.
See you, Jody.
Have a listen.
Have a good call.
Bye-bye.
Bye there. Up next is the Song Whisperer, then Dr. Chris Brown.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Dr. Chris Brown, our favourite vet, he's going to join us in about 10, 15 minutes from now on Kennedy Molloy.
Well, coming up in the next hour, mate, which could be your last.
What?
Your card is marked and I will not forget it.
Was this...
Liken me to Fred Flintstone bowling.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's a yellow card.
But yeah,
right there.
Compliment.
See,
it is.
Pipe down, please, everybody.
A most loved character.
That is a yellow card. You are on thin ice, my friend.
That's
tough. All I've done for you. All right, let's
Did we work out who was hotter, Betty or woman?
Oh, yeah, we've done a poll on Twitter, Kennedy Molloy, and at the moment, as it stands, with 43 minutes left, who's more attractive? Betty at 82%.
Do you have to choose?
Yeah, Betty or woman. Okay, time for the song.
Barney, you can't play Barney Rubble, though. We can't. We'd have to do a sort of a key swap between Fred and Betty.
Fred and Betty.
That could work.
Can't even say it out loud.
Oh, my God, it's terrible. Stop.
All right. Here's time for the whisperer.
The Song Whisperer.
What do you got? Jay, your producer, you heard him. He dissed me live on air, yes?
Will you be
having words after the show?
I might say well done.
Thank you,
Jay. Wow.
Right. You've been yellow card. You are inches away.
Come and get me, mate. Come and get me.
It's for the tight ass crack, wasn't it?
That's right.
All right, Jay, what do we got? Synopsis, please.
All right, it's another relationship song. This guy is venting. He's upset. His relationship has gone bust, and he needs to get a few things off his chest. Unfortunately, all of those things place the blame for the breakup on his partner. Everything is her fault. He's an idiot for trusting her. He should have known better. Blah, blah, blah. This whiner isn't very bright. How do we know this? He's done something stupid. But instead of not doing that stupid thing again, he's just going to do it differently this time.
This sounds like every story.
He's stupid or is it whinger? You're very harsh upon this person.
I think he's
singing this song.
He's
blaming her. He was blaming her,
he's
but it was
upset,
actually his
but
fault.
It's all her fault. And ultimately, I mean, who knows? Come on.
I like it both ways. By Supernaut.
It is
correct.
Yeah, bring that in. Dave, pull your weight.
What about the breakup song? The Greg Kim band from back in the day.
That's much more sensible.
Thank you.
Wow. The Macarena.
It is not the
Macarena. We're back on ridiculous now. So.
Yeah. Wow. So
it's
he's
very
venting.
Hard. I should think of a song every day. Why don't
he's
I
venting.
Do that?
He's upset. His relationship's gone. He's blaming her, but it's actually his fault because he's a dick. Am I right?
That's a little bit. I mean, whether it's his fault or not, but he's just acting like a dick.
Okay.
He's done something stupid. Instead of not doing that stupid thing again, he's just going to do it differently.
1-3-3-5-3, if you think you've got the answer.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up in the big second hour, Dr. Chris Brown swings by as we talk Gone Wild. Jane, give us a taste. What's in there?
Well, there's a great story about pigeons thinking that they're
Sell
spies.
It. Sell
and,
it.
Okay. It
Sell
turns
it.
Out they might not be spies after all. Spy pigeons, you've got to love that.
And a giant feral cat. Is it real? I want to know. We will get to the bottom of that so much in that department. We're going to get right through. Bad parenting. Jane.
Yes, that's true. Well, not from me, but there's been some. I am. There's people are naming their children ridiculous things, and it's out of control.
So we're going to get you on board. Have you been involved in some bad parenting?
Also,
the tradies lunch.
I love this story. Women have been accused of mollycoddling their big tradie boofy husbands because they're making their lunches for them. And
one woman made one lunch.
Strong opinion.
And she's in trouble. All right, I can't wait to
hear
it, boys.
Making her hubby's lunch.
I think we're about to get chastised. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll get through so much, but we'll start at the top. No, you always surprise me because you're not orthodox in any way, Jane. Just when I think I've worked you out, you come in from a completely different angle.
Great.
You won't be pigeonholed. You're
I
hard
will
to track
not.
Down,
I shan't be. I shan't
but
be.
Your views are
woman.
Always strong
okay.
and well thought out.
Not always, as
well,
you know.
Most of the time. Hey, now, Song Whisperer. What is it? Synopsis, please.
This guy is venting. He's upset. His relationship has gone bust, and he needs to get a few things off his chest. Unfortunately, all of those things place the blame for the breakup on his partner. Everything is her fault. He's an idiot for trusting her. He should have known better. Blah, blah, blah. This whiner isn't very bright. How do we know this? He's done something stupid, but instead of not doing that stupid thing again, he's just going to do it differently.
Well, he's showed at least he's recognised.
He has. He's ways, and he's contrite, at least.
He does.
That, okay. that could be true. Every bloke I know is the subject of this particular
yes,
song.
Yes, he's seen his silly ways. Let's
Peter,
go to Peter.
Come on. What's your guess?
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Yeah. Peter, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's a puddle of mud. She hates me.
Oh.
Well, she hates me. It sort of fits the bill, Jay.
It kind of does. It kind of does fit, but it's not Puddle of Mud.
Oh,
it's not. What about exposure
what about
lately?
Puddle of Mud about a girl? Now, 7 in your life, I do hope you have a time. I do think of number 2. Oh. I do keep her stay with you.
Okay.
Take it. Teaser.
Wow. Enough. That's enough.
Oh,
now,
this is easier to hear.
This is an official teaser. Official teaser.
Of what?
This is the first announcement. Forget your Rob Thomas garage sessions. Right. Ooh. Forget all that.
Yeah.
I have done a cover of Puddle of Mud's About a Girl, and I'll
oh
be.
God.
Whoa.
What?
Premiering it. Wow. I'm going to speak to Fixie, our boss, see if I can't get a garage session up so I can perform it live.
That is
but I'm quite prepared otherwise
but who would
to
go?
Play what? It. It's acoustic. It's a okay. It's a jam session.
Yeah. Oh my God. Who's playing guitar?
What?
Well, it doesn't matter. Don't
okay,
worry.
All right.
Who's there of your big muso mates?
I'm on cowbell. Okay. It'll be coming in the next couple
that's
of weeks.
A huge scoop.
We're still in the studio fine-tuning it. Okay. Jay, what about that song? What? Yep.
It's not Puddle of Mud cover of a
Bad Luck Peter. I'm going to give you a case of Brick Lane though. What do you want, the pale ale or the base lager?
Oh, the base lager, please.
Base lager it is. You're a good man. Let's keep dancing. Adam's on the line. Adam, what are you thinking?
Yeah, g'day. I'm thinking Careless Whisper by George Michael.
Ooh. Never gonna dance again. Outside the square, Adam.
Yeah.
You know, I would love that song, don't you? I saw George Michael in concert sing this.
You know what? Wham were better. Wham were better than George Michael.
Yeah, no, I don't agree.
Him and Andrew Ridgeley in hot pants. It's all downhill.
Isn't it all sort of about George? I mean, it was just George and Wham or George solo, but it's not George
saying?
This time.
Yeah.
I'm saying that George Michael.
It was all about George.
You're saying Andrew Ridgeley was a passenger.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Well, as clear as that.
He kicked on. All right, no, you said no. Have you just missed that?
It's not that song.
Sorry to hear that, Adam. Oh, well.
Hey, we're going to MG land now. We're going to Penrith. Let's say hello to Dave. How are you, Dave?
G'day, guys. How are you this afternoon?
Yeah, good. You ready to watch the NRL? Watching tonight? What are you going to do?
I'll definitely be watching tonight. I can't wait.
Good on you, mate. Who's your team? Who are you going for?
I go for the Parramatta Eels, mate.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's so hope
it. Better win.
Saying,
yeah.
Good MG. They are, you know, in the hunt for the flag this year. So there you go. What's the song, mate?
I think it's 6 months in a leaky boat by Split End.
What a great song.
Oh.
It is a great song. What a band.
I agree.
It's as good as anything.
Absolutely.
Australasia has produced.
Song Whisperer.
Not Split Ends.
Oh.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know, Dave.
I was hoping we could play the whole song, though, anyway. Can we do that?
Oh,
you know what?
If it was correct, we'd play it.
Could be coming up in a future edition.
Let's move on, quick.
That's a no.
Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on. Mick. Hello, Mick. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, you've got a really, really good thought
here.
I love it.
Here we go.
Knock him over.
I think it's Goitia. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
What about with him? There's a good one for our Where Are They Now
segment. He doesn't need to work ever again in his life.
I know. He did one song and then went, thank you, waiter,
that's
check
all
please.
Needs to do.
I've seen him at the supermarket downstairs before. He sort of haunts this area.
In real life.
Okay, you're fascinating. Good on you, Dave. Okay, what do you got, Mick? Song Whisperer.
Not him.
Okay.
He's Goitia.
I don't think hear the song.
I don't think he's Goitia. I think it's Goitia.
What's he?
He may have a Goitia. Hey, Mick.
Oh. Yeah, mate.
Slam a Brick Lane for you. You sound like you've already had a couple, but I reckon we'll finish the job. Good on you, mate.
Sorry, Mick's a bit judgy.
Tony, Tony. Come on, Tony, help us out.
What is it? Come on.
Hey, guys. Honeymoon is over. Cruel Sea. Well, it ain't no fun no
more. I don't know what you say. Okay, this is making a bit of sense. Wait. Let me see the words.
Good song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah.
Well, Jane, we can't hang on forever.
What do you think, Jane?
Got them on here.
Yeah, yeah, no.
What are you doing? Reading
sense.
It to yourself?
Mm. Well, yeah, I'm reading it to myself. I'm just looking.
Oh, Dr. Chris
There's
is waiting.
So many things I have to read on my
Jay,
video.
Is it?
So,
is
okay. It is. Correct.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Well done, Tony.
Well done, Tony. What's he getting? Is Rob Thomas?
Slab a Brick Lane. And all our callers, by the way, have got the invitation to see Rob Thomas this weekend perform live to your lounge room exclusive garage session.
Wow.
You know this song features the word triple M inside it? Tex Perkins.
This is my karaoke song.
This one is, yeah. Towards the end of the song, you'll hear him say it. Got some airplay. Well done. Yeah, Cruel Sea, the honeymoon is over. Song. Up next, Dr. Chris Brown.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Always a good moment when Dr. Chris Brown swings by to enter the fray. How are you, Doc? You good?
Oh, good afternoon. How are you?
Very, very good. Great to have you on board. And you're joining us today for Gone Wild, if you don't mind. Should we have the opener, Dave? What do you reckon? Can we get it up and running? One job.
Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Because it's fun. It's fun to do this segment, but it's always fun when you can actually answer some of these. Now, we've got a question for you. I made Jane cry yesterday on the show. We're talking about
a
dog that was basically its owner had coronavirus. The dog waited in the lobby of the hospital for 3 months. Yep. And waited there. The owner died. They couldn't get rid of it. Everyone started feeding it. But the dog basically stood in the foyer waiting for its owner to come back for 3 months. Now, sad story. Would you like to... it's not unheard of. Now, is there anything to the idea that dogs, when their owners leave, like they're in a kind of a trance and time stands still and that they are not aware of how long the owner's away? Discuss.
Look, thank you, Mick. I think the big thing about dogs, they're not exactly clock watching. They're not cutting down the minutes. But what they do is their day is a sequence of events, all right? And so they use specific landmarks to demarcate time. And man, look, let's be real. A lot of those landmarks are interrupted by extended sleep. But for example, the you leaving for work is a landmark. The postman arriving is another landmark. And time kind of drifts in between those things. But then they know, like, the kids getting home from school or you getting home from work is another landmark. So they're not exactly conscious of hours drifting by, but they're conscious of landmarks in time drifting by. So they know you've been gone for a period of time. They're not too sure how long it's been, but they're pretty confident you need to feed
them.
But
how do we know, Chris? How do we know?
Because you can measure things like anxiety levels and stress levels.
Oh, okay.
And the fact that they'll and excitement levels as well, because they know that the postman arrives usually like not too long before you get home. And so that's why you know, people often wonder why the dog is waiting for them at the front door when they get home from work. Like, how do they know you're about to arrive? It's because either your next door neighbor gets home, you know, 20 minutes before you do without you realizing,
or the bus goes down the street.
They map out the sequence of events and they sort of catalogue their day.
Can they take a dislike to any of your friends? Because I had a friend, and it didn't matter, whenever he stayed at my house, my dog would piss on his doona. And it never did it to anyone else.
You know what's really interesting about this? So I actually did a bit of research into this week. The fact that sometimes dogs just don't like someone, or they really like someone, and you know, it's awkward with like boyfriends, girlfriends, like partners.
Yes.
The fact they make this instant decision, and a lot of it has to do with scent. So if they've had one experience with someone who wore Calvin Klein cologne, and they were a real prick, right? If they were awful to them, because their sense of smell
is so strong, that's what they associate it with.
Better than ours. They'll forever associate Calvin Klein with bad people. And so that they won't ever like someone. So that's why the instant impression.
If that person changes their scent, will that change the behavior of the dog?
It'll help. But what they've often done is associated your look and your body language with those things. So it's kind of like, it's two-factor authentication. You know, the same way your computer has it. They sort of piece together little bits of information to make up their mind about you, and then...
But Chris, would that be a game changer? Just say, like, you're a single man, that's what I'm going to say, and just say...
Not for long, according to the women's man.
I'm not going to reference any women's magazine, all right?
His girlfriend's pregnant, didn't you know?
Look, as I said, no, I'm not going to reference it. But you just say you have a dog and a girl that you really like. I'm afraid it'd be see you later. If the dog didn't like my partner, that's it. Yeah. All bets off. How do you feel about that?
Well, in your case, Jane, to put it back on you, provided that dog has had positive experiences with Sauv Blanc, then when
how dare you? It's Chardonnay. Okay.
Fantastic. Hey, let's stick with dogs for a minute. COVID-19, they're suggesting dogs can be the answer here, in the same way they sniff out cancer. And they can sniff out drugs. Wow. They might be able to identify someone who may be carrying the virus. Do you see any future in this pursuit?
Yeah, I do. I do. That there's seemingly almost no limit to what a dog's nose can detect. And while it's probably not going to detect the virus, but what it's doing is it's probably detecting your body's immune response, because you produce certain cells and certain antibodies. And because it's on your breath, because this is a virus that attacks your lungs, you're breathing out remnants of antibodies, the remnants of cells that have been broken down. And a dog's smell the sense of smell is amazing. They can, the best analogy is, you know, when you smell a pizza, it just smells like pizza, right? Like, you walk past a pizza shop, you can smell pizza. A dog's
A dog's nose can take a pizza and individually analyse the smell of the flour and work out what sort of flour and how old the flour was, what sort of tomato sauce was used.
They'd be a MasterChef judge, Chris.
Can it tell you if it's still safe to eat after 3 days?
Mick, I know you're asking for a friend, Mickey. That is within the realms of possibility. And the same would apply to a kebab, and probably the next day they can probably retrospectively advise you that it was a terrible decision on the way home.
Hey, we're going to have to let you go. I'm sorry, we had so many stories to wade through with you, but we've eaten up all your time talking dogs. Just a quick one. That feral cat, is that the biggest cat ever?
Yeah.
Is that a real cat? Is that like a...
That big, don't they, Chris?
I think it is, yeah. And this is the thing. When they get out into the wild, they have to be bigger, they have to be stronger. They'll sort of eat a slightly higher protein diet. They're built to last once they've got a thing for themselves. So they will adapt and they will get bigger.
I found that, would I be able to keep it?
Look, you would probably take a little bit of time, Mickey, to accommodate that one to a litter tray and sleep.
Yeah, push.
Bob Irwin would get that tamed in a minute.
Hey, mate. I was just going to thank you for swinging by. We're so many stories we didn't get to, which we're going to have to tackle shortly. But
you well? How are you going, ISO?
I'm good. I'm sort of trying to sort of wade my way through the reemergence into normal life. But it's not the same. It's not the same without you.
You sound very happy, Chris. I'm not going to refer to anything.
I know you're James Kennedy, and I will not.
Yeah. And James not that happy, by the way.
No, I am. Of course I am.
All right, mate. We'll have a proper catch up when we see.
I can't wait. Good on you. It's going to be great. Bless. Good on you, dog. Well, always a pleasure. I love it when you see he's got all the answers, James.
Yeah.
It's like
I know. I could listen to him for hours.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know if he could listen to me for hours.
When we come back.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, by the way, the Rob Thomas Garrard session, if you haven't been able to get through the phones, you can go online at kennedymalloy.com.au, drop your details in, and you never know, you might win like a bunch of our WA listeners have got on the last couple of days. So
we will have tickets to my Garrard session, which is me, Puddle, doing a cover Puddle version of Puddle and Mudd's About a Girl.
Right.
This needs a little bit more planning, I think. Before you just don't...
No, I'm pretty happy. We're pretty happy with how it's going.
You are.
All right.
Sounding really good. We've been in the studio.
Have you?
I wanted to bring something to the table that has caused a divide between women, I have to say. Mm. And a mum...
That's not hard, by the way.
Well, it is hard to have a divide between women and women. Do you know what I mean? A woman has put on Facebook that every day she packs her tradie husband's lunch. Here's the news report if you want to have a listen.
The wife has been slammed for packing her husband's lunch before he goes to work each morning. The Aussie woman shared this photo of her homemade spread, which includes sandwiches, an assortment of cheese and crackers, and fruit. But others commented that she should stop treating her husband like a child.
Okay, so a lot of debate. There was a big femo debate ensued, saying the woman was treating her husband, as they said, like a child. Why can't he pack his own lunch? What's wrong with him? The woman...
Can't you do something nice for your partner anymore?
Well, this is what I think.
If your partner is
a tradie, leaving at 6 a.m. every morning, actually to be on site at 6 a.m., isn't it a nice thing to do for someone? And I'm sure that person would do it.
And who knows? He may come home and make her dinner.
Mm.
Correct.
But the fact that a woman does something nice for a man is all.
Can we not do the nice things now? She said she packs it each day because it's cheaper, fresher, and healthier than takeaway choices that are offered, which is true. She doesn't want to.
We all see the tradies hit the Bay Marie. You see the utes parked out the front of the best milk bar in town.
Correct.
They're inside there going cocoa bananas on the Bay Marie. Yeah.
But this looks great. She's got some ham sandwich. She's got a bit of cabana and cheese. You can't go past that, can you, on your side? A muesli bar and some fruit. There's another picture that someone put up that she puts little messages saying, "Hope you're having a good day, darling," on it.
It's good.
That's very nice.
You know,
why can't we be supportive of each other now?
All I want from my future Mrs. Malloy.
Mm. I know. Yes, this is very specific, actually.
Is a my dinner on the table when I get home. I want her in a little Doris Day style skirt.
That's right, yes.
Baking an apple pie, which she cools down on the windowsill.
Yep, yep.
Now, is that...
It's not too much
lovely,
to ask.
Wouldn't that be lovely to come home to?
There will be a woman who would be thrilled to do that for you. And one day, she will emerge from the 1950s.
Hey, but okay, this is good. This is a good one. Let's take some calls.
I want to know who does it. Yeah, let's take some calls.
Are you unhappy by it? Do you like it? Do you... pack your husband's lunch. Are you a tradie? What do you get for lunch? Come on.
Yes.
1-3-3-5-3.
I would love it if I was a tradie.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And my faith has been not even restored. I knew this would be the outcome of how wonderful people are to their partners. And this is what the story is.
Yep.
Yes, a woman who posted on Facebook that what she makes for her tradie husband every day. She makes his lunch. People slammed her and said he should be making his own. What's she doing? May he's treating him like a child. I say she's great. It's a great thing that he's doing the work. It's a team thing. They're helping each other out. Why don't you do something nice for your husband or your wife? And the calls have gone berserk.
Mind your own business. Don't be judgy. Let's get involved.
Stop being judgy, everyone. Exactly.
By the way, Jay, just before we go to the calls, I have it on good authority. Little birdie tells me a certain dangerous Dave comes to work with a packed lunch every day.
I tell you, snitches get stitches in this office.
Does your Mrs. Dangerous make that for
She does indeed, yeah. When she does the kids' lunches, lovely. I get mine as well, in a little school bag too. So I've got the same little cooler bag with my little freezer block in there
Ninja
to keep it all fresh.
Or something on
it's a football club one, so yeah.
Football club one. Oh,
well,
God, that's
and
great.
What do you do in return? On your anniversary, you take it to a
She loves
Indian.
Indian.
Yep. Some, why
yes,
wouldn't you do something?
Mango lassi.
See, Macaulay Cash loves Indian.
Upper dumps.
So it's not so crazy. Hey, let's quickly go to the board now.
Yes,
Michael,
let's go.
Michael?
Hey, guys. Yep.
Yes. Now, you've got a bit of a twist here.
I do. Every morning, I pack my wife's lunch.
Good for you. What does she have in her lunch? What do you pack for her?
So, on the menu generally each day, there is a banana, 3 lemon crisp biscuits, a small container of salted macadamias, a ham and pickle sandwich, freshly made that morning.
Good
also, there's a delicious muesli bar and a first quenching a GI bottle of cordial.
Well, you're
you
a catch.
You know what? That is awesome.
And does she love you for it? Does she just think you're the best?
She appreciate it?
She certainly does. She certainly does. But very thirsty work, Mick.
Milking for some bricklaying.
You better get some.
I'll tell you what, any man who is kind enough to pack a lunch for his wife is a good bloke in my eyes.
Good on you, you get that. No
bricklaying worries. Coming your way.
You're okay,
yourself
on
one, you. Michael. Well done.
Hello, Kevin. Hey, Kev, how are you going?
G'day.
Yeah, Kev, what, does your wife pack your lunch for you?
She packs my breakfast.
Yeah, oh, so, to explain, what time does she get up to do this?
3 a.m., 3:30 a.m.
Wow.
She does this every day?
No, only when I was working, I've been stood down at the moment, but I live on the Central Coast.
Yes.
And my train was at 3:30 to be at the airport at 6, and my wife would get up at 3 o'clock with and make me a fresh ham, cheese and tomato roll on a fresh roll she bought the night before make me a small flask of tea.
See, that is really, that
and
makes
you'd,
me
you'd
really
eat that
happy.
On the train?
I'd have it on the train, yep. I'd have by the time I got to the Hawkes River, I'd have my roll finished and I'd have my cup of tea finished by Hornsby.
I hope you grow old together.
I love that.
I hope you grow old together.
Adorable.
Good on you, Kevin. You've got a good woman there.
Yeah.
Good on you. Hey, Darren, how are you going?
G'day, Jane. How are you?
Hey, Darren, you do something lovely for your wife every day, do you?
No, I don't. She does something lovely for me every day.
Oh,
she packs your lunch. She packs your lunch. What does she pack? What's your lunch?
Mick, I just want to say you guys are legends,
thank you.
I'm thirsty as the other bloke.
Hey, tell us what the thing is first. No,
what she packs.
Tell
for
us
you.
What it is. No, Mick, no sorry. Next caller. Next caller. Stuart. Hey, just kidding. I'm getting
that's
hassled.
Crazy here.
Yeah.
Well, the beer's so popular. Let's go to Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Oh, hang on, Wayne's on hold. Someone take Wayne off hold. Yeah, there's Wayne.
Where you got? Hello, Wayne.
Hi, Jane, Mick.
Hello, Wayne, what's
going on? Tell us your story. Tell us your lunch story.
Well, my wife, I'm 64. She's been packing lunch all the time. Vegemite, cheese, ham and pickle or something.
Ah, the pickle makes the
banana,
difference.
Pickle's
a touch.
Yeah.
Do you ever get food envy from the young blokes on site with some of all those sushi and all the other food?
What do you do, Wayne?
Crap, I don't eat that shit.
Okay.
what do you do, Wayne? What's your job?
I'm a truck driver. So I'm in.
Oh,
truck
I could have told from the language. But, so you're 64. Sorry. Your wife for 44 years makes your lunch every day. So you're long to. Are you a long haul truckie or are you coming home every day?
I used to be. I'm home every day now.
And Wayne, tell me you do something nice for your wife. Tell me, please, that you somehow reciprocate.
Chinese food every Sunday night for tea.
Oh, well, nice. That is
never
nice.
Never goes astray. I like that.
Well done, Wayne. Annette.
Hello, Annette. Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you make your husband lunch?
I do indeed. I make him not only his lunch, but his breakfast.
Okay. So that means, what does he do?
So my husband, he is a sparky at some times, and he's also a welder at some times. So,
okay, so what time do you have to get up to make his breakfast and lunch?
So I'm up at about 4 o'clock because he gets on site at about sort of 5 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
I get up with him at 4 o'clock and get him his lunch and breakfast.
Well, you're a legend, Annette. That is awesome. We love
it. If he ever does anything wrong, I'm throwing my hat in the ring. Okay?
And hey, guess what, Mickey?
Yes?
I made some beautiful apple pies last night.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Did you wear an apron?
Hey, we're going to go to a song when we come back. Well, we might take Brett. He's on the line, but we might get him after the break.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Brett's on the line. Brett, Jane, you've introduced the topic about tradies getting their lunches packed by their wives. Brett,
I'm saying it's a great thing. I love it. Embrace
it. Why not? People, be nice. Be civil. That's why you're together, because you look after each other and you do things for each other. Yeah. Brett, what's your story?
Mate, I'm a plumber and I make lunch for my wife every day. I think it's really sad that people would be upset by someone doing that, you know, to miss the opportunity, that really nice thing, if you can, is great.
Here's people would be judgy.
Yeah.
Anyone who thinks they know the answer and don't know the people involved, you're right. It's a bit sad. Well done for you, Brett. Thank you for calling in. Hey,
good on you, Brett.
We need to get dancing, by the way. Who's on the show tomorrow?
Michael Gudinski is going to join us tomorrow. Dave O'Neill will be joining us.
He's probably heard about my puddle of mud cover.
You want in
on this? It's my garage session. It's coming soon.
Are you doing the Bowder Girl? So you're doing a puddle of mud cover of Nirvana? Yeah.
And on Kennedy Malloy Instagram.
Who are you collaborating with? Who are you collaborating with? Which musicians?
Maddie Dow's producing.
Oh.
So Maddie Dow here producing me. Kennedy Malloy, Instagram.
Oh, yep.
You can see my desk. It looks good.
Okay.
I don't see the problem.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.